Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts 8th graders who live in cities are in a precarious position. According to new data compiled by the state, more than a third of urban 8th graders are at risk of dropping out of high school. State Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester calls the data alarming, but he told WBUR he wasn't surprised.
Unfortunately, those of us who have tracked this are not surprised that we have lots of students who are at risk. The good news is that we can identify them early in their schooling, identify those students who have a high risk potential for dropping out, for not making it through, and we have a chance to do something about it. That's the really good news.
The data are based on a combination of factors, including MCAS scores and attendance and disciplinary records. The high school dropout risk in urban schools is striking compared to suburban and rural schools, where the dropout risk rate is only 8%. Here in Boston, the statistic is even more startling. A full 40% of Boston 8th graders are at risk of not finishing high school. Jennifer Amagon is with the Boston Plan for Excellence, an educational nonprofit that tracks students' educational growth to determine if they're on target to graduate, and she's with me now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Jennifer, just how bad would you say this news is, that more than a third of all 8th graders are at risk of becoming high school dropouts?
I would absolutely concur with Mitchell Chester in that it's not surprising for those of us who are close to the data and who are close to the schools. We've known about this issue for some time. It's definitely a dire situation that needs attention.
And why do you think the risk of an 8th grader becoming a high school dropout is so much higher in urban school systems than in suburban or rural ones?
Well, I think a lot of that is just driven by the concentrations of poverty, of highly mobile students, of limited English proficient students new to this country. It's definitely a different playing field in our urban communities.
Highly mobile students, meaning students who are kind of hopscotching from school to school.
Absolutely.
And maybe there's not much consistency in their educations?
Absolutely.
What kind of information is being collected to track these students?
So the data that we're looking at is the data that that DESE's putting out on...
I'm sorry,
the State Department of Education in this early warning indicator work, looking, you know, really carefully at tracking the attendance patterns of students, carefully tracking students' grades, carefully tracking student suspensions, and looking very closely at MCAS and other formative assessments. And I think the key is to really think about, you know, starting the year of what's your baseline, really knowing which students you need to focus on, and then carefully tracking the progress of those students over the course of the year.
The idea being that if your grades and attendance are low in the 8th grade and your suspensions are high, there's a good chance that's going to continue in high school or get worse.
Absolutely. And it gives schools the opportunity to be preventative rather than recovering students once they've dropped out.
Jennifer, here's another piece of tape from Mitchell Chester, which I want to play for you.
Not everybody who's at risk of dropping out ends up dropping out, and that's a credit to our school districts. Our school districts have had their eye on the ball for a number of years and have been trying to identify students earlier in their careers, in their schooling careers, and get to them, support them so that they don't end up dropping out. And we are, in fact, seeing some evidence of the success of those efforts. Our dropout rate is at the lowest point it has been in over two decades at this moment.
And Jennifer Amagon, that comment by Commissioner Mitchell Chester gets at a key part of this data, which is that it's not meant to embarrass students or embarrass school districts, but to say if we can identify 8th graders early who are high school dropout risks, we may be able to intervene and help them. Is that what you would say is the hopeful part of this?
That is the hopeful part of it. And, you know, I would say I really commend Boston in that they have this data available as early as the third grade. So think about the early work you can do with third graders and identifying students who may be at risk very, very early on and ensuring that the proper resources are put in place to ensure that those students don't fall off track by the eighth grade, by high school.
And what are you looking for to identify at-risk students? Are they behind on reading levels? Is their writing poor? What are you looking at?
It's very similar data as in the eighth grade. It's attendance, it's MCAS scores, it's assessment scores, it's grades. All of that is still germane and still relevant in the third grade, and it's as predictive early on as it is in the later grades.
If we're not able to identify an at-risk student until eighth grade, is that too late?
In some ways, I don't want to say it's too late, because there's always an opportunity to intervene. But in terms of systematically addressing this issue and getting to all students, it has to happen earlier. And that's why I'm encouraged by the work that Boston is doing by really doing early identification as early as the third grade.
Something I read said that only 19% of ninth graders are on track academically. So less than 20% of them are where they should be in terms of their academics.
Right.
Is that also an alarming number to you?
It's alarming, but not surprising.
Why aren't you surprised by this?
Because I do work so closely in schools, and I see the data. We're doing a lot of work to empower students with this information. So it's not just, teachers and principals looking at this. It's students and parents and really owning this information. We look at ninth graders, the majority of whom who have GPAs that not only, don't get them on track for graduating from high school, but, make college really not much of an opportunity for them. So I think it's because we are on the ground and working so closely with schools that this isn't surprising, but it is certainly alarming.
Now that the state has the data, what's the state's next step in terms of how to deal with at-risk students at risk of dropping out of high school?
Well, I think it has to be about the supports put in place to help schools and districts properly address this issue. There's a lot of money coming in to the state, and hopefully a lot of those resources will be dedicated to helping schools address this issue.
How so? How's the money best used?
I think it's certainly in time and resources and staffing. It shouldn't all fall on teachers. It should be on, additional support staff in school buildings. A lot of times, there's one guidance counselor or one social worker or none at all, and that's certainly not going to get at this problem. It's really helping leverage external partners. City has been doing terrific work on this, getting more external partners, helping schools address this problem, so it's not just all on schools.
So more teachers, more counselors, more social workers, more people there to help kids, more good people there to help kids.
Absolutely.
Mitchell Chester talked about so-called ninth grade academies. Can you explain briefly what those are and whether you think that's a part of this?
I'm not as familiar with that, but I do know that is, to my understanding, the work that Sidier is doing with Burke High School, which is a turnaround school in Boston. I think it's really focusing on the ninth grade and making sure that students are supported, and everyone's looking at this type of data constantly to make sure that none of the students fall off track.
So that as they transition from eighth grade to ninth grade, someone is there to help them with that transition, which I imagine can be very different going from middle school to high school.
Absolutely, and it's certainly where a lot of students fall through the cracks. And I think last year what Boston did was they had, a big forum for all ninth graders over the summer to really welcome them to the district, to the school communities that they were entering, so that they started off on the right foot.
Jennifer, thanks very much for talking about this.
Thanks so much, Sasha.
Jennifer Amagon is with the Boston Plan for Excellence.